We welcome you on this National Thanksgiving Day. Thank the Lord for home, country, and nation. Begin in the back of the bulletin with the introduction to the banner and to our service today. Banner on the wall shows a shell. We're thankful for our baptism into God's family. The church, we're thankful for our church. The Bible is the foundation of the church. The Cairo, the first letters of the word Christ in Greek. The entwined circles for the Trinity, also a marriage symbol of Christ and the church, the husband and wife, and the material goods of house, home, clothing, food, drink, and the beauty of the season. So this is a National Thanksgiving Day. It's not technically a part of the liturgical year, but we are praising God for His sustaining life in His Word. So the nation resounds with thanksgiving for the earth's bountiful harvest, crops of wheat and grains, all beneath the canopy of God's almighty care. But man does not live on bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The church is the vessel through which the word of God penetrates the world with its law and gospel. It is this divine word which proclaims Jesus as the sole source of life, health, and wholeness. It is Jesus who heals lepers with his word, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Of the 10 cleansed, only one expresses thanksgiving back to Jesus. But true gratitude proceeds from a heart sustained by faith. Jesus bids this one Samaritan to rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. So also we are sent from the Sunday divine service, bolstered in our faith by baptismal and Eucharistic blessing, to be thankful in our circumstances of plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Today, thanksgiving for home, country, and churches. We sing thanksgiving hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God," hymn 895. We stand to sing. 167 in the front of your hymnal, responsibly by whole verse.
Gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you.
You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is to this day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, Sing to the Lord of Harvest, hymn 893.
Gospel
as we give thanksgiving for our churches is from Luke chapter 17. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his feet, on his face, at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated as we sing the hymn, "We Praise You, O God," hymn 785.
Our homes.
from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The Lord your God, in the covenant he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent Moses and Israel and gave them the Ten Commandments, from the mouth of God he gave us the Old Testament, the works and ways of God guiding the entire history of Israel. So from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Judah and Mary and Joseph through the line of David would come the Messiah. The Lord God blessed them in their homes in the Old Testament to bring forth the Messiah. Today he blesses us. We, the church, we are the new Israel. We who have both the Old and the New Testament have been blessed in our homes and how abundantly he has blessed us with land, with crops, with herds, with homes, with jobs, with wealth, with house and home. It's always struck me that when we read Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses is describing the promised land of Canaan, but it just as might as well be our country, America, land with waters and brooks and fountains and springs and valleys and hills and wheat and barley and vine and fig trees and olive trees and honey, eating bread with abundance. From the hills we bring iron and copper, and we eat and we are full, and we bless the Lord our God for the good land he has given us. The Lord, as Moses said, gives you the power to create wealth. The reason you have money, the reason you have income, is the Lord has given you an ability. You apply yourself during the week, you work, and the value for what you do is given to you in your income and salary, and you take that income and you purchase for yourself a home, your food, you take care of your families. We thank the Lord today that he has given us the wealth that we have and the homes in which we live. There's times you're just thankful on an icy cold day that you have a roof over your head and a warm bed in which to sleep. And the Lord has blessed your family with health and prosperity. Thank the Lord today for our homes, all that he has blessed us with in our family. Secondly, we give thanks to God for our country and our nation. St. Paul says that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving should be made for all people, for kings, for all who are in high positions of authority. Christ is the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But in order for us to live in peace in our land, he gives us the kingdom of his left hand, the government. So today, not only do we give thanks for our homes, we thank the Lord for our federal democratic republic, the Constitution that we have, and the Bill of Rights, the executive, legislative, judicial branches of our government. We thank the men and the women who died in the service of our country so that we can be free, and for all of you who served in the armed forces of our nation, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives. We continue to pray for kings, all who are in high position. Why? So we can lead peaceful and quiet lives. Just like we thank the Lord for our homes and our families in which we live, we thank the Lord for our country and our nation. We're not afraid that someone's going to break the doors down today and stop me from preaching the gospel. We're not afraid of that, because this is the United States of America, and we have freedoms, kingdom of the left hand, so we can lead peaceful and quiet lives. So live godly and dignified lives, he says, and bring our supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all people, that all people can come to the knowledge of the truth. We can live dignified lives, and we give thanks for our country, just like we give thanks for our homes. And thirdly, we give thanksgiving for our churches. This is the kingdom of God's right hand, the church. Not this building, but you. The church are the called out ones who have faith in Christ. This is a building in which we worship. We're thanking the Lord for this building where we can worship, but you who are here, you are the church. We thank the Lord that in the church we can preach and teach and baptize and absolve and receive Holy Communion. We cry out in the divine service just like the lepers, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. In the Bible, in the Greek, it's Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. These lepers are covered with the skin disease, and they cry out, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In the divine service, along with the lepers, we pray the Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Which is a Trinitarian, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have mercy upon us. And He does. Mercy is in the payment that Jesus made in His blood upon the cross. He was sacrificed for us. Took our sins upon Himself and gives us His righteousness. So that baptized in His name, we are covered with His righteousness. And receiving Christ's body and blood, we receive that body and blood for physical and spiritual healing until we are made all new in heaven. We are the ones, like that one leper, who turn back, fall on our faces, and praise God with a loud voice, praising Jesus and giving thanks. Jesus concludes by saying, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Today you will go home and have food with your family and friends, probably watch football games, and enjoy the freedoms we have our country and our nation on this beautiful day the Lord has given us. So today, in these hymns, these lessons and prayers, we are giving thanks for our homes, for our country, and for our churches. We will return every day with a loud voice and fall on our faces before Jesus and give Him thanks. God grant us with all our country and nation and all Christians today thankful hearts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To Him be praise forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ sustain us unto everlasting life. Amen. To Him, come ye thankful people, come. Hymn 892.
Thank you. as we do, please take the friendship register at the end of the pew, fill out the sheet, tear it out, and put it in the basket in the narthex. Thank you. We gather the offerings.
Continue on page 285, responsive prayer 2. We continue in the bottom half of the page with the Kyrie, responses indicated there. Page 285, we stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life.
My lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
In the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you crown the fields with your blessings and permit us to gather in the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, may we receive your gifts in humble thanksgiving and share your bounty with those in need, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning. You graciously provide for all of our needs of body and soul. Give us your Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Grant that we, who came from many nations with many different languages, may become a united people. Support us in defending our liberties, and give those to whom we've entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all the goodness and loving kindness you bestowed upon us this past year. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, we bless you for your boundless love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. We implore you to give us a right understanding of all your mercies, that our hearts may be ever deeply thankful, and that we may show forth your praise with both our lips and our lives. Direct our lives in the ways of holiness and righteousness all our days, that we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor, be sustained and comforted in every time of trouble, and finally receive into your everlasting kingdom. Through Christ Jesus, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray the morning prayer.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept us tonight from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would be me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hymn Before You, Lord, we bow, hymn 966.